This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Elton John with Tiny Dancer. It is 5:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and I'm here to take you through another installment of Popit Popit Parliament, where we go through today's highlights from the Day One Rakyat. And this is the first day of the last week of this particular sitting, so let's see what ground gets covered. Alright, so the day began with concerns around the quarantine violation by Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister Datuk Khairuddin Aman Razali. Previously, the minister was fined ringgit for failing to complete his 14-day quarantine after returning from Turkey. So even though he tested negative, he faced backlash as Malaysians took to social media to basically say that the fine isn't enough for a government leader. In light of this, Setiawangsa MP Nik Nazmi Nik Ahmad asked whether heavier penalties should be imposed on ministers who are supposed to lead by example. Here's the response given by Deputy Health Minister Dr. Nur Azmi Ghazali.
Berkenaan dengan SOP yang dilanggar ini, there is, dengan izin, there is no one above the law. Tidak ada siapa yang boleh mengatur undang-undang ini. Sebab undang-undang yang dibuat ini bukan untuk mendera sesiapa, tetapi undang-undang ini dibuat adalah untuk menyelamatkan negara ini, menyelamatkan nyawa manusia yang khususnya di negara kita ini. Jadi sesiapa saja, kalau kita lihat semasa COVID ini, malah Duli Yang Maha Mulia Seri Paduka Baginda Yang Agung dan juga Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri sendiri telah melalui fasa HSO, iaitu kuarantin di rumah umpamanya. Dan siapa saja yang melanggari patut dikenakan, sekarang ini kita kenakan compound sebanyak 1,000. Jadi kalau berdasarkan telah kesalahan dilakukan berdasarkan Akta 342 Seksyen 25 ini, maka compound maksimal yang dikenakan adalah 1,000. Tetapi kalau ada kes, contohnya kes-kes yang lebih serius yang telah di telah dijalankan penyiasatan oleh pihak polis, umpamanya, maka ini terpulang pada agensi yang seterusnya, contohnya pihak polis dan juga peguam. Kalau kes di melalui Seksyen 24 dihadapkan ke mahkamah, maka mereka akan membuat keputusan yang selayaknya untuk sesuatu kesalahan yang dilakukan.
So that was Deputy Health Minister Dr. Nur Azmi Ghazali saying that no one is above the law, but he did note that the maximum fine for breaking quarantine is 1,000 ringgit. As you might expect, the discussion didn't stop there. Pokok Sena MP Datuk Mahfuz Omar said that the issue here is that other Malaysians have been fined above that 1,000 ringgit limit and that the government is exercising double standards. And that in turn was met with fierce opposition by Baling MP Datuk Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim. Here's a snippet of that exchange.
Isu dia ialah isu penguatkuasaan. Apa yang berlaku kepada Menteri Komuniti juga adalah yang berkaitan dengan penguatkuasaan. Jadi apakah kerajaan rakyat melihat kerajaan seolah-olah mewujudkan penguatkuasaan antara dua darjat. Macam P. Ramli dengan S. Kadarisman. Antara dua darjat. Jadi seolah-olahnya kalau rakyat biasa, makcik Gelang Pink dan juga Haji Saleh dihukum. Tapi kalau seorang menteri dilindung hanya dengan 1,000. Sedangkan pelanggaran dia, bagi saya dimaklumkan bahawa hampir lebih daripada 5 ataupun mungkin sampai 10
kali.
Kena mengena soalan. Menteri itu bawa pelaburan 82 bilion. Menteri itu pergi Turki nak selamatkan negara. Adakah daripada atuk dulu bergaduh semua tempat. Harga minyak turun. Harga kelapa sawit turun.
Baik. Pokok sana soalannya dah jelas. Okeylah.
Ya, bahawa ramai di kalangan menteri-menteri.
Menteri itu patut dipuji, bukan dikeji. Menteri itu bawa.
Baling, selalu duduk baling. Sila, saya minta menteri soalan tambahan yang kedua ni.
You just heard an exchange between Pokok Sena MP Datuk Mahfuz Omar and Baling MP Datuk Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim on the issue of unequal enforcement when it came to people who have violated their quarantine. And so I guess the question here is, do you think that the 1,000 ringgit fine was a fair penalty for the minister's quarantine violation, or should there be special allowances made, or rather, stronger enforcement, stronger fines for ministers in particular, or for government officers. What can be done to strengthen accountability, especially on the part of government leaders? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be right back with more on Popit Popit Parliament. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent manoeuvres, BFM 89.9.
It's 5:20 and you're listening to Popit Popit Parliament with Lynn. Now, we covered earlier the issue of a fine of, well, 1,000 ringgit fundamentally for the Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister, Datuk Khairuddin Aman Razali, for failing to complete his 14-day quarantine after returning from Turkey. There was some heated arguments, I would say, in Parliament on this matter. And if you'd like to weigh in, again, let us know what you think about this. You know, is the 1,000 ringgit fine enough? Should there be stricter enforcement, particularly for public officials, for example, who are supposed to lead by example? You can let us know. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We've already gotten some messages and we'll get to them very shortly. But moving on, labour issues cropped up as well today in Parliament, specifically in the commodity sector. Deputy Minister of Primary Industries and Commodities, Datuk Sri Dr. Wee Jek Singh, outlined how the government will mitigate the effects of the foreign worker freeze in the industry, namely a 4.5 million ringgit allocation under the 11th Malaysia Plan to help increase automation, especially for the palm oil sector.
Jadi untuk itu, kerajaan telah memperuntukkan sejumlah RM4.5 juta di bawah rancangan Malaysia ke-11 bagi melaksanakan skim galakan mekanisasi industri sawit atau OPIMIS. Di bawah skim tersebut, pihak pedagang akan mendapat diskaun sehingga 20% bagi setiap jentera yang dibeli untuk kegunaan di dagangan sawit. Ya, itu jawapannya.
Liberan MP Datuk Zakaria Idris then asked a follow-up question, specifically how the government plans to encourage the hiring of young local workers to replace foreign workers. Here's what the Deputy Minister had to say.
Kementerian Dalam Negeri MRC, Malaysia Rubber Council, telah menyalurkan satu dana 36 juta dalam tempoh 3 tahun ini untuk memberi peluang kepada pekerja tempatan di mana mereka akan diberi upah subsidi 301 bulan sehingga 1 tahun. Jadi, syarikat yang berkelayakan hampir 205 buah, mereka yang diterima ataupun dapat bekerja di kiang tersebut, mereka boleh tuntut selepas 6 bulan, dan kepada pekerja, mereka mesti dalam kerja kontrak selama 2 tahun ataupun bekerja sebagai pekerja jawatan tetap. Jadi bagi saya, yang penting ialah setidak-tidaknya usaha yang jangka masa ini, pendek ini, dapat menarik minat pekerja tempatan, terutama belia-belia. Program ini kita boleh mencapai sehingga menawarkan kepada mengisi kekosongan sehingga 10 juta pekerja yang boleh ditawarkan. Sekian, terima kasih.
That was Deputy Minister of Primary Industries and Commodities, Datuk Sri Dr. Wee Jek Singh. Tell us, what do you think the government and companies can do to hire more young Malaysians in general? Again, that number to call, 7733 2900. If you'd like to WhatsApp, it's 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, separately, MPs debated on the COVID-19 bill, officially called the Temporary Measures for Government Financing Bill 2020. So Port Dickson MP, Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim, urged the government to uphold good governance when rolling out stimulus packages, and he asked ministers to be transparent with the allocation of funds for the sake of the rakyat.
Package rancangan ekonomi ini mesti terkait dengan good governance. Pelaksanaan peraturan yang sangat ketat dan juga apa yang disebut tentang ketelusan, termasuk kesediaan menteri untuk menyatakan sumber wang cara teliti. Yang disebut umpamanya menerbitkan borrowing estimates to improve fiscal transparency. Mesti ada. Dari mana sumbernya, berapa jumlahnya, berapa kadar faedahnya, dan berapa tanggungan bagi negara. Dan yang juga harus ditekankan di sini ialah supaya jangan ada sama sekali unsur untuk membebankan rakyat dengan mengizinkan ketirisan atau pemborosan.
That was Port Dickson MP Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim. And finally, the day ended with a bit of a melee. Finance Minister Datuk Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz told the Dewan that 101 projects worth a total of 6.61 billion ringgit were approved by the Finance Ministry under the former Pakatan Harapan government. And he also went on to say that they involved direct negotiations. Here's the Minister.
Jadi nak menjawab soalan tadi, saya bagi the background first lah, ya, dengan izin. Untuk makluman Dewan Yang Mulia, ini semasa pentadbiran sebelum ni, terdahulu sejumlah 101 projek atau perolehan yang bernilai 6.61 bilion ringgit telah diluluskan secara dengan terus oleh Kementerian Kewangan.
6 bilion? Astaghfirullahaladzim.
Hanya 6 bilion, 100 lebih projek. Oh, temerang tu, PH.
Minta bagi senarai dan juga penerimanya nanti.
Bagan. Oh.
YB Menteri, saya tak berapa dengar. Berapa projek tadi? 100.
Dia ulang balik lah, tak dengar.
100 berapa projek?
Menteri minta ulang balik tadi, tak berapa clear kat sini.
Tak berapa dengar. Yang rundingan terus masa zaman ini.
Okay, so a few voices there, but we began with the Finance Minister, Datuk Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz. And after that, as you can hear, I mean, the hall pretty much descended into chaos as Perikatan and opposition MPs argued over the amount spent by the ministry. And this ended with Beruas MP Nge Ku Ham being kicked out of parliament for the rest of the day by Speaker Datuk Azhar Azizan Harun. YB Nge had refused to sit down during the argument, and here's what that had sounded like.
Tolong duduk, tanya kepada Menteri Kewangan.
Beruas, amaran pertama. Amaran kedua. Duduk. Duduk. Amaran ketiga. Duduk. Saya mahu kamu keluar Dewan sekarang. Keluar Dewan sekarang sehingga besok baru boleh datang. Saya beri amaran pada semua, siapa saja yang buang masa, saya usir keluar Dewan sekarang. Yang Berhormat Menteri Kewangan, sila teruskan. Yang Berhormat Beruas, tolong keluar. Tolong keluar. Yang Berhormat Menteri Kewangan, tolong teruskan.
Speaker, be fair.
Duduk.
Speaker, stand.
Duduk.
Okay, so you just heard Speaker Datuk Azhar Azizan Harun suspending Beruas MP Nge Ku Ham from Parliament for the rest of the day after YB Nge did not sit down. And that followed on again from a statement from Finance Minister Datuk Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz that there were 6.61 billion ringgit worth of, or projects worth a total of 6.61 billion ringgit that were approved by the Finance Ministry under Pakatan Harapan and that they involve direct negotiations. Again, if you would like to share your thoughts on, well, what we just heard, but also on the subject of equal enforcement or whether there should be harsher enforcement for that matter for government officials, how to encourage more young Malaysians to join a different set of industries, a diverse set of industries in our country, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have, again, messages that have already been coming through, mostly focused on the fine for the minister. And we'll get to that after the 5:30 news. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.